B-Pod Studios.
It's Thursday.
You up?
Are you up?
Are you up yet?
What might this year be?
This is your wake-up call.
This is your wake-up call.
This is a wake-up call.
I don't believe I ordered a wake-up call.
Well, you're gonna get one.
Okay, all right, calm down.
Sorry, I just haven't had my coffee yet.
Okay.
All right.
So now let's get this show started.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Brian's on vacation at the beach. Not a beach night, but that's kind of fun. I think when you're camping and there's, right?
Really?
Isn't that cozy?
First of all, I don't
thunder,
camp.
Not even cabin camping? Where,
no.
No, okay.
I say people who like camping have never been to a Fairmont.
That's right. Or maybe they can't afford one, but that's fine. So I don't know what time the thunder was last night. But
I know that I was watching the Beverly Hills 90210 reboot, and Kevin Lemanowitz interrupted my program to tell me that the skies were going to open. So I think it rolled in around 9. No, it couldn't have been 9. Like maybe 10 or 11.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah.
Loud. And, I mean, it just like the earth opened up.
It was, I think you said this before. I never get woken up by thunder and lightning. It's just, you know.
Unless it's like that.
That was, and it was everywhere. Because if it was in Canton and Woburn, it was just rolled across the state. So
yeah.
I haven't
lot of
heard
rain.
Of any, like, anything happening because of it, though.
No, a lot of, if you're driving, though, there's a lot of, wherever it usually, floods,
yes,
it'll flood. Wherever the rain, you know, puddles,
yeah,
pools, it'll pool. That's what you're going to see today.
Okay.
So you're watching, what,
90210 reboot on Fox last night. Mm. It was a big, giant event.
Wow.
I'll give you my review at Dirty Laundry at 6:45.
Yeah, but I'm just wondering, was Tori Spelling in it?
She was.
Now, is her mom still alive?
Yes.
So she hasn't gotten dad's loot yet.
None.
Her mom
she
won't
has
give
to
her
hustle.
Anything.
That's why she's producing the show with Jenny Garth.
Man, mom is tough.
She is. I don't know what happened.
Dang.
They're talking because she was on Andy Cohen's Watch What Happens Live and said their relationship is good, but not good enough for her to hand over some cash.
Right? Why do I have the feeling that mom's dog is going to get more in the will than
I think
is.
So.
You know it's going to happen.
I know.
Little Snowflake is going to get big dollars for that. for steak for the rest of her life.
Oh,
it's 5:38. Did somebody win $1,000 yesterday? Did it finally happen in August? We'll find out next. Grand in 60 seconds from yesterday's next.
The ROR Morning Show.
With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7
WROR.
Tonight, 7:30, the Pats are back. That's exciting. Against Detroit. In Detroit, lots of practices together this week. Don't expect to see Tommy Boyer.
But maybe we'll see Danny Amendola.
That's right. Danny.
Yes.
Detroit Danny. Mm-hmm. Now, we'll see if he plays. Sox were suspended last night at the 10th inning after a long rain delay. They're going to pick the game up August 22nd. Scores tied at 4. That's kind of awkward, right?
Yeah.
All right, guys, play ball again.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel right.
Nope.
Maybe
at least
there
it was
should
a
be,
tie, though.
Maybe there should be ties in baseball.
Yeah, maybe.
They just won't go there. They should do that. Like hockey, you know, you have a little whatever.
What's it like? The
You know, you have a shootout.
Yes.
They should have like a three batter, whatever.
Yeah,
something
weird
to think about. And the Sox play the Angels tonight. Mike Trout coming to town. And they're 6 games behind in the wild card race, so better get it together. With Dunkin' Goes, with Go-To's, get a great deal on 2 of your favorites, like 2 egg and cheese wraps for $2, 2 bagels with cream cheese spread for $4, and 2 bacon and cheese croissants for $5. That's Dunkin's Go-To Cents. America runs on Dunkin'. Get that? Go-To Cents? Yeah, America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Now, 3 stories LBF did not want to hear. Are you ready? These are quickies.
Okay.
Number one, there's a guy in London who pays women to give him wedgies in public. He says it's his little thing. He pays women to give him wedgies.
So my question in this is, how does one discover that's his thing? Like, you know what I mean?
High school. It was junior high school.
Oh, I like that. And I'm going to pay women to do it to me in public.
In public, no less.
I don't get it.
Yep.
People are strange.
Story number 2. A woman in Canada tried to steam her lady parts like Gwyneth Paltrow once recommended on her website Goop, wound up with severe burns.
That's, again, more evidence that Gwyneth Paltrow is a scourge on the American and Canadian public.
I knew you'd love that story. Yeah. Maybe I'll check that one story you did want to hear. No, but the woman was 62. You should know better.
Yeah, she shouldn't. Yeah,
you should know better
than to trust anything Gwyneth Paltrow says
on a website called Goop. So do not steam your body parts. And finally, the last story here. This is crazy. I know you don't believe it. There was a bride who gambled on.
All right.
How do I say this on the radio?
I don't know. I don't almost. I don't want you to.
If I just read it, maybe you'll get what she gambled on. She thought she could just let one out very lightly in her bridal gown.
So disgusting.
She'd been drinking health shakes to slim down for the wedding, right? A lot of brides
mistake do that. Number one.
Then she had alcohol, ate a big breakfast that day.
All right. This is so gross. So first
so
thing in the morning.
Her gamble did not pay off. The bride, the dress cost $15,000. It ended up with a brown racing stripe.
Oh, my God.
Brown racing stripe down the back side.
That's
$15,000. The groom didn't care. He danced with her anyway.
Oh, my God. I don't know what's more tragic, that or that she spent that kind of money on a dress. I never wanted to know any of these things.
Well, but
mostly
three stories LBF did not want to know. But the bride, what a stud. He danced with her anyway. So did Dad, and but the bride and groom both agreed, let's cancel the garter toss. Nobody
All right. That's not a true story. I don't believe
you're
it
not
for
buying
one second.
That story.
No, I know. Yeah, it was on Reddit.
It was on Reddit.
I don't know. I don't believe it, and it's just making me want to throw
But you know, there's a learning lesson there, though. You know, do not do a lot of shakes,
oh,
big breakfast
my God.
If you're wearing white.
Okay.
And never gamble on.
All right.
The ROR Morning Show.
With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7
WROR.
So after we talked about, I don't know, it was random yesterday, LBF, about the heel of the bread.
Yeah, because you were saying that you tested your new toaster in the studio, and then you had the heel of the bread and
That's
how you
right.
like it.
Yeah.
And how people...
You ever have a bologna sandwich with two heels together? That is just awesome.
No, because that means that you took the first part of the bread and then went all the way past all the middle part and then took that other heel.
Look me in the eye.
And that means you're a monster.
Look me in the eye and tell me your little fingers don't do the walking through the middle
no.
of the bread. You listen, you're not telling me the truth.
I am
you're
telling you.
You open a loaf
the
of bread.
Truth.
And you skip the heel, and you go to the first two slices. I don't believe you.
100% true.
You don't let your fingers do the walking to the middle of the bread.
Nope.
I know. This is a big topic of conversation yesterday at the house.
Listen,
I'm telling you.
That's the way it goes. You open the bread. You skip the heel. Unless you love the heel, in which case, that's fine, right? Take it if you want it.
Okay.
But then you take the first two regular pieces of bread. And then as you go on during the week, you continue down the line. There's no skipsies.
Does your husband skip to the middle?
No.
You two were made for each other, though. Because in the hallways yesterday, someone said, oh, yeah, I do the same thing. I just, like, walk to the middle, and I pick that
up. Why are you walking to the middle?
Because they're bigger slices.
No, what kind of bread are you getting? You're going to get Wonder. You're going to get, like, the good bread.
It's fresher in the middle.
Yeah.
So we talked about bread-a-kit. And so I got in trouble yesterday, and my sister-in-law was at the house, and she said, Dennis does the same thing. He walks right to the middle, takes that, loves the heels.
People don't know how to behave around bread. They really don't. You were just telling me a story about a person that you were friends with who used to manhandle the bread at the restaurant.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. My boss would take the loaf that they put on the bread basket. He would rip it in half, right?
With both hands.
Throw half of it back in, and I just didn't want to touch it.
Well, you know what? We are not animal.
Yeah.
We're not animal here. You don't do stuff like that.
Okay. All right, Mary. What's your deal with the heels?
Mary.
Well, she was there for a minute there. Let me try one more time. Mary, are you there? Okay.
Oh, what? Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh!
She's
gone.
Anyway, so what did she say, Cody? She said something about the heels. She likes them, too?
She likes them, not alone. See? Well, I mean, I understand the heel of the bread. I understand liking it. I understand wanting it. That's the prize at the end.
Yeah.
You can't skip. It's like skipping a line
Everybody
at Disney.
Skips.
You just can't.
Everybody skips.
I don't understand it, and I think you're all monsters.
All right.
You're not invited to my house.
I bet somebody will agree with me. At least not near the bread basket. All right, see if anyone agrees with me.
Okay.
617-931-1057. Do you let your fingers do the walking to the middle of the bread? I bet most people do. I don't know anybody who's so bread organized as you.
There are rules.
Wow.
There are rules that are not made to be broken.
The ROR Morning Show.
Bob Bronson, LB. LBF and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7
WROR.
Okay. All I want to talk about is the Beverly Hills 90210 reboot.
Okay.
Because here you go. It's like last night on Fox, I don't know how to describe it, but it was, I think the one word is pleasantly weird. Two words.
But who's counting?
Pleasantly weird. So here's the concept.
Yeah, I don't get it. Is this the theme from it? Is that what you got going?
Yes, oh, okay. The theme from Beverly Hills.
Is that the original theme?
The original theme, and they use it. Yeah. And it's in the beginning. It's the same sort of concept where it's like the white background, and they all come in and walk across the screen and high-five each other, just like in the original.
I remember that now.
So here's the premise.
Uh-huh.
It's a reboot is about them playing themselves, like a they're themselves, but fictionalized. It's not a reality show. They all gather for a 30th reunion for fans, like, you know, a convention sort of thing for 90210. And they all get together, and then they realize, wow, this was so much fun. We should try to shop a reboot. So it's like, it's a reboot within a reboot.
But it's not a reality show.
No, they play themselves. Right. Like, the characters they play are like Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling and Jason Priestley.
Okay.
But they are not like every, it's not like Beverly Hills, not Real Housewives. It's just, it's a real strange concept. And people are saying, and I agree, it's slightly confusing.
I'm confused. I'm not just saying that. I have no idea what the heck that would be.
It's fun to see everybody. Everyone looks really good. The only problem is Gabrielle Cateras, who played Andrea Zuckerman. They have her as a grandmother, which I feel is like really brutal for the people who love 90210.
Yeah,
I'm like, that's
tough,
not possible. Man. But they all address.
She's got to be 50, 40.
Oh, she's older because she was like practically 50 in the original.
I don't remember
they play
that,
themselves. Like, she was the head of the Actors Guild. And okay. So she plays that.
Head of the Actors Guild.
And Jenny Garth addresses the fact that she's been divorced like 3 times. And Tori Spelling addresses the fact that she has no money. And
mom
she's like,
won't give her
and
any
mom
money.
Won't give her any money and things like that. But they have fictional husbands, and it's just confusing.
You mean Dean's not on, whatever his
name
is? No,
Dean McDermott, the cheater, is not on there.
The cheater.
They do address the Luke Perry thing a couple of times, and it's a little bit, initially it's really sad. Really sad. But then it gets a little bit crazy where they have this idea that, you know, there's a stalker who actually sends them creepy packages of maimed 90210 collectible dolls, which, by the way, I have 2 of at home.
I bet. Does Lucy is Lucy allowed to play with them?
No, they're not out of the box.
Oh. Ooh.
It's like Toy Story 2.
Okay.
I have Dylan and Brandon, and they are my prized possessions.
Dylan and Brandon.
Yes. But I would say overall, it was like a high school reunion. It was pleasant, but I don't need to do it every year or every week. And I don't know how long this is going to sustain its sort of interest.
Yeah.
So that is my C-minus review. I'm just wondering what people
LBF
think.
LBF gives it a C-.
Yeah, I don't, it's just not.
Do you want to know what other people think? Is that what you're saying?
I do. I do. If we, we'll take some calls and we'll discuss it again at 7:45. Because
if
at the Dirty Laundry, if you watched it.
So when was it on? 80s?
It was
late 80s?
Like 90, the early 90s, late 80s, early 90s.
So if you watched it then in your teens and early 20s, then you're a grandma. Okay.
Oh, my God.
No, right?
Now,
am
that
I right?
is just not right.
I would think
right.
you would be very
No,
close
you're
to
not.
It. Yeah.
I'm not a grandmother.
No, you were much younger when you watched it. You were like a freak. You watched it at like 6.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
The ROR Morning Show.
With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7
WROR.
Anywhere in the city.
Anywhere in the city, I'll tell you the best public toilet.
There it is. The best public toilet. Did you know that's a thing, that there's actually a contest going on nationwide right now, put on by Cintas? I think they're the uniform company, the supply company?
Yep.
They're looking for the 10 best public bathrooms in America.
Mm-hmm.
So Natick needs your vote. The Natick Mall has a bathroom that is in the running.
It's got a chandelier.
It has chandeliers.
Yeah.
Looks like some really cool couch seating.
Yes.
Maybe outside.
Like an
what do you call it? The vestibule, ensuite. Yeah. It looks pretty posh. It's in the Natick Mall.
And it's got all the things that you need, like a couch and changing tables. It's a level of comfort that you can find nowhere else.
See, that's a super upgrade for bathrooms, and it's in the running. It's right now top 10. The winner gets a plaque, which I'm sure will be displayed there. You're using the best toilet in America, and $2,500. So
that's
how about
pretty
that?
Good.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily know where the best public bathroom is, but I like to think that I know where to find a really nice bathroom in Boston. Because when you have kids,
hotels,
you kind of know
right.
this
yeah.
stuff. Like, you
right.
just got to know.
Yeah.
Like hotels, some restaurants, like funky bathrooms. Like, one of my favorite bathrooms is in the South End. It's in a bar called Deluxe.
Okay.
And it's wallpapered with the Eloise book.
Okay.
One of my other favorites is the Spotted Pig. Is that where it is? Or it's Back Bay.
You like
and
hotels,
have,
too.
Yes, and no, this is this has is wallpaper with Far Side cartoons, which is kind of amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Fairmont Copley Place, very luxurious.
Are they going to be a little annoyed with us?
No, they know. I mean, it's nice. It's
the
nice to know.
The public, you
I
know.
Mean, up if you go to the Four Seasons, you have to go upstairs, look like you belong there.
Okay.
No
yeah.
big shakes.
Mm-hmm.
There's a nice bathroom up there.
she knows every
let me think.
In the city.
There's this great bathroom in Soho
me.
In New York City. I can't remember the name of the place. But they had, you walk in the stall, and it's a clear door, and you're like, what is happening?
Yeah.
And then when you close it, it fogs
wow.
up.
Wow. That's posh.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. So Sunday, we were at Fanny Hall, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we did not want to use the public bathroom, so my wife knows that the Marriott Wharf there, you just go escalator up, and then we were carrying bags from shopping, so you look like you belong. You just got to fake it till you make it.
Exactly.
No questions asked. And that was pretty posh.
Yeah. It's the Salted Pig, by the way. Sorry about that.
The Salted Pig.
Yes.
Well,
Fool's
I was
Errand.
At the Black Dog, so you had the Salted Pig.
Yeah. Fool's Errand has a really cool picture of Prince in their bathroom. That's a restaurant in Fenway. It's fun. Actually, I have a list of the Boston's best restaurant bathrooms that I'll put up on our Facebook page.
That's good to know.
Just to, you know, it's fun to read Far Sides. It's fun to read Eloise. It's fun to have chandeliers and changing tables and an ensuite couch.
Well, it's not illegal to use a hotel bathroom if you're not staying there. They frown on it, but, you know, it's okay to crash.
I really don't like it when they have, like, you have to go to the front desk and get a key.
Mm-hmm.
That happened to me in a hotel once, and I was like, no.
You didn't ask for the key.
Oh,
how about the code?
Want...
When you have the code on your receipt.
Right.
Yeah.
That's mean.
That is
it's
mean.
Just mean.
Here's how you get around that.
Oh, you know how?
Oh, yeah. No,
okay.
You just wait for someone to come out. What are they going to do? Ask for your code? They're not going to close the door. Just keep it open. Sneak right in.
Okay.
There you go.
See, that's
look at that.
Very interesting that you know how to do that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I cracked the
There's
bathroom.
Bob outside the bathroom again, waiting for someone to leave.
Yeah, so that's how we do this.
The ROR Morning Show.
With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Hey, Sue.
What? Hi, how are you today?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks. So I haven't used it, but there is an app where you can find the best public bathroom, and it's called Sit or Squat.
Oh, really? I'm going to get that app because that's important.
Yeah.
I heard about it from a dad who has to bring his, children or daughter, into young children into restrooms when they're out on vacation or whatever, or walking around the city. And
that's great. I love it.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, Sue.
Thanks, Sue.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Have a good one.
Have a great day. Bye.
Probably a free app.
Yeah, that's a good app, especially with kids. And it's just you need to know exactly where bathrooms are at all times.
Sit or Squat
yes.
is the name of the app.
Mm-hmm.
It's free, I'm sure.
I'm sure it is.
Free to the public with a code. You got to buy something.
You know, I worry a lot. I worry a lot. It's a thing. It's like a sport for me.
You're a worry wart.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then one time somebody told me, it's the things you don't worry about that come true, which is when I started making my list of more things to worry about in hopes that they wouldn't happen. Do you know what I mean?
So, no. Wait a minute. You worried about...
Started making a list.
Because
so
the things that you don't
worry
about...
If I worry about it...
Then you won't...
Then,
oh, then
it won't happen.
Oh, I gotcha.
But this new study came out, and this is good news for people who have a lot of anxiety like me. A study figured out how the stuff that you worry about mostly does not come true. The average is 8% of things. 1 in 10 things you worry about is worth worrying about.
1 in 10.
So this is how they did it. They asked people with generalized anxiety disorder to keep a journal of everything they worried about for 10 days. And then after 3 weeks, they checked on how many of those worries came true. And the result, 1 in 10. I don't know if it was a big one or a little one. Like, I'm worried I'm not going to be able to make a car payment, or I'm worried that I'm going to get hit by a car.
But only 1 in 10 of
only
their
one in
worries.
10. And then, and then the most common percentage of worries that came true for people was 0%. So that means while some people in the study did have worries come true, a lot of them didn't have one single bad thing happen to them. So the good news is that, you know, you shouldn't really worry about it. I mean, I probably will still do that. Don't you worry?
I don't worry. I mean, it would have to be very specific and big.
Really?
Yeah, we just don't walk around looking
for
worries.
You don't?
No.
That, you're so lucky.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't. No, I don't worry about a lot of stuff.
I worry about everything. I'll start to worry for you.
No. Now I'm worried for you. No, so that's good news. Of all your little life's worries, only 1 in 10 will come true.
That's true.
Now
I hope it's not a
big
one.
One that is.
I know. I'm worried that it's going to be the one that I'm really worried about.
Yeah, that was supposed to be a good news segment here on the show, so maybe it's still.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, this is LBF with Bob Bronson. Brian's on vacation. This is brought to you by Brigham Health. We've got a little Lindsay Lohan action. Two weird people in the news, but I want to get to the Beverly Hills 90210 reboot. Last night, I watched it. A little bit was preempted by the lightning strikes because the weatherman came on. I'm like, what's happening? Give me back my 90210. Mm-hmm. But 90210 reboot on Fox, it's interesting. It's a little weird, and I'm not sure how to deal with it. It was really great to see the cast, minus Lou Perry, that was sad, get back together. The premise of the show is that the actors, Jenny Garth, Tori Spelling, they're playing themselves in a sort of fictionalized role. Mm-hmm. And then they all get together for a 30th 90210 reunion, and then they have so much fun together, they decide to shop a 90210 revival. And that's the premise of the show.
So it's a
reality show. I don't know. Meta. That's what everyone's throwing
it's
around.
It's meta?
I don't even know what
that's over
that
my
means.
Head. I know. So, over my head.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
And the show is a little... It's not. It's okay. But they all address the real problems that they have in real life, like Jenny Garth and all of her divorces, Tori Spelling and her money problems.
It never works. I mean, seriously, you can go back a long time for shows that have tried to reboot and come back. It never works.
It's, yeah. It's. I don't know if it's
going
to. Remember
when Gilligan's Island came back for a while?
Yes.
On the island?
Yeah. I mean, it was
weird.
It's weird.
Yeah.
I think I wish they kind of played their characters.
Sure. And why don't they just pick up 25 years later?
Exactly.
That's what they should have done.
I know, but I don't know. Some people on Facebook had mentioned, I asked what people thought.
Yeah.
Martin Middleman said that, I liked it. They're doing a show. They're not taking themselves seriously. They're poking fun at themselves. I think it's a good way to do a nostalgic reboot. Karen Carenti said, confusing, yes. I don't think it will last, and she misses Luke Perry, as do I. Barbara Jackman, a hot mess. And
there
Maria Lozano said it was awful.
Yeah, wow. Well, you know what? They're
so
probably
reviews
right.
are mixed.
Didn't sound mixed to me. Sound pretty clear.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Lindsay Lohan is still, speaking of hot messes, oh gosh, she was supposed to do a talk show in Australia. The list of things they weren't allowed to talk about. Mm-hmm. Like, isn't it interesting when you're interviewing somebody and they, like, their publicist says,
don't
mention this,
oh, yeah.
Which always makes me want to mention it.
Right.
Like, I'm like, not want to, but like, think I'm going to mess up.
She has a list of things she doesn't want to talk
about.
Yeah.
So the things that are off limits are the only things you want to talk about. Paris Hilton, her dating life, her drug and alcohol use, past arrests, her MTV Beach Club series, and her family.
Lindsay,
what else is there to talk about?
You want to hear from Priscilla?
Priscilla, yeah.
She watched 90210. And Priscilla, what do you say?
I thought it was disgusting.
Disgusting? Ooh. Like, why?
Yes. Well, I was very disappointed. I kind of thought that they would relive their characters that they played on 90210.
Mm-hmm.
I did like that they mentioned Luke Perry. That was nice. That was very respectful. Mm-hmm. The Shannon Doherty thing was a mess.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, I thought it was just as jerky as she is.
Well, they're playing themselves.
Sounds like.
I think that's what bothered me the most. I thought that they should have just gone back into character.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Gone from here. Not like what they are now, because we all know what they are now anyway.
Exactly, and I think they were more intriguing as the character. They were more like, I want to know about Kelly and Brandon. Yeah. I don't really care about Jason Priestley and who's a jig. I mean, I'm Jenny Garth.
Yeah, and I don't care. Hey, we all have money problems. You get all this money and your mother won't give it to you. That's your problem.
Priscilla, are you checking out at Cumbie's? Where are you, Priscilla?
I am getting ready to throw in some garbage.
Okay. She's going outside. All right.
And then I'm on my way to Cambridge to Mount Auburn Hospital.
Oh, there you
okay.
Go.
All right.
We got your whole day. Thank you, Priscilla.
Thanks Priscilla.
She ain't watching it anymore.
I know. All right. Anyway, so there you go. That's what's going on. The crazy world of dirty laundry. It's not so filthy today, but it's nutty.
Well, you know, Priscilla, she's one and done with that show.
Yeah, exactly. So I think a lot of people might be.
She's heading off to the hospital where she works, it turns out. But I think they should have picked the show up where it left off, and then they could have, you know, all the ailments of 50, 60-year-olds. They could have.
They're not that old.
Aren't they at least 50?
No, they're like in their mid-40s.
They could do, you know, COPD commercials.
Oh, my God.
They do that. You know, what else?
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Now, what'd you think?
Beverly Hills was awesome. Everyone has to give it some time in order for them to appreciate it. I love the concept.
Okay.
I understood it within the first 10 seconds. And it's different. I'll grant you that. But I think it's a great spin. I think it's better than just bringing back the old characters.
Right.
And doing that whole thing all over again.
I agree with you because I also think you have to give a show at least 2 episodes in order to make a decision. Maybe 3.
Exactly.
I think they should have picked up where they left off.
And that's okay.
You know,
I think it's only around for 6 episodes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, by the time I decide, it's over.
Where they left off, they could have, like, ED commercials.
Oh, my God.
Good, right?
No.
They could buy gold because you're older. You know what I mean? You got to buy gold.
Stop besmirching my Beverly Hills people.
Thanks, Joyce. Bye.
Have a good day.
Bye, you too.
Yeah, Joyce. Yeah, William Devane could come on and
sell
gold.
Oh, my God.
You got to buy gold. I'm William Devane.
You watch a lot of the History Channel, don't you?
Apparently. Yes, I do. All right, Ian Ziering's 58.
No, he's 55.
55. Gabrielle. Gabrielle's 58.
Yeah, who plays Andrea Gabrielle Kateris. 58 years old. But the rest of them, Tori Spelling's 46.
Yeah.
Jason Priestley's 49.
Yeah.
Shannon Doherty's 48. And I think Jenny McCarthy is 47.
So a little too young for the COPD commercials.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
We'll see how that goes. The good news is there's only 6 episodes. So... we got that going for us.
Hating on the 90210.
No.
It's all right. I understand.
Yeah, I hope you do.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Okay, we have Scott. Scott, your last name is Greek to me. Go ahead and pronounce it.
It's Lithuanian. Lashinskis.
Oh, it's Lithuanian to me. Scott Lashinskis from Braintree says here you're an electrician.
Yes.
Everybody needs a good electrician.
Yes.
LBF, do you have a good electrician?
Yes.
All right.
Yes,
okay.
I do.
If not, we got a guy. It's
all right,
Scott.
Good.
Well, we'll see what happens after this. Okay, Scott. You know how the game goes. LBF's going to ask you 10 questions. If you get all 10 correctly, you win $1,000. But
awesome. Looking forward to it.
Look forward to it. Be quick, too. So if you don't know the answer to one, if it doesn't come immediately, just say pass. We will go back to the question. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right. Let's do Grand in 60 seconds. And we'll start right now. Go.
What do you do at a green light?
Go.
What's the outer layer of skin called?
Epidermis.
What is the Beverly Hills 90210 zip code?
Go ahead.
90210.
What disease is caused by a bacteria spread by fleas and rats?
Pass.
Who sings Under Pressure?
Queen, David Bowie.
Which planet is named for the Roman god who was the son of Juno and Jupiter?
Repeat that.
Which planet is named for the Roman god who was the son of Juno and Jupiter?
Pass.
What state is known as the first in-flight state?
North Carolina.
How many cars does Memphis have to steal to save his brother in Gone in 60 Seconds?
Repeat.
How many cars does Memphis have to steal to save his brother in Gone in 60 Seconds?
10.
True or false, Volkswagen sells more cars than sausage in Germany?
True.
How many stars are there in the Big Dipper constellation?
12.
What disease... Oh! Well, first of all, I gave you an answer. But that's all right.
Yeah.
You passed on two, you missed three, but you were strong. The disease that's caused by bacteria spread by fleas and rats is the bubonic plague. The planet that's named for the Roman god who was the son of Juno and Jupiter is Mars. How many cars did Memphis have to steal to save his brother and Gone in 60 Seconds? 50.
Mm. How old is that movie?
Excuse me? True or false, Volkswagen sells more cars than sausage in Germany. It's actually false. They sell more sausage, if you can believe it.
You know, Volkswagen has a sausage company in Germany.
Who knows? And this, how many stars are in the Big Dipper constellation? 7.
Good one.
Good one.
Yeah, so I think it's
now
called,
you know.
I think it's called Volkswiener.
Oh, is it? Really?
I'm just guessing. Maybe Don't you think it would be Volkswiener?
What a brilliant idea.
Yeah, they sell sausage. I'm just throwing it out there.
But you did a really good job.
Scott.
I'm bombing. But yeah, that was good. Those are tough. Come on.
I mean, it's $1,000. What do you want me to just give it away?
I know. Kinda.
I can tell you the company.
See,
says
I did give.
No.
I did give you one answer though. So.
Which one did you?
And I was brushing up on my 90210 because I never watched the show.
I'm glad for that.
Me
yeah.
too, Scott. Yep. I'm with you. What did you give him? Which one?
The 90210.
Oh, the 90210.
Because I feel like you can't say Beverly Hills without saying 90210 after it, which I did.
Well, we're
going to
give you, Scott, we give you credit for that. You got it. We also have a pair of tickets to see John Fogerty at the Rockland Trust Bank Pavilion. That's Tuesday. Okay?
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you very much.
August 13th.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brons, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The Pats play tonight, so that's awesome. Excited. Channel 4, 7:30 to throw that in there. Tom's probably on the sidelines. Tom's got, you know, the perfect life. He probably has the best mother-in-law, too. Don't you think, Giselle?
I'm sure, yes. Mother-in-law.
Just awesome. Not like this one.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you wonder if your mother-in-law is trying to kill you and you think I'm crazy. But in some cases, you're not. This is the most amazing thing. I'm reading a Dear Prudence column in Slate because, you know, it's like an advice column, like a Dear Abby. And, you know, people ask us, can this marriage be saved? Is my boyfriend too kinky? I can't get along with my sister. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was actual.
Was it really?
One. Yeah. I'll tell you what she said. No, but anyway, so then I'm scrolling down and this is the last item in the column. And I'm like, why did you bury this lead? Dear Prudence. A couple of months ago, you answered my letter asking for advice regarding a situation involving my hateful mother-in-law, whom I suspected of tainting my food or drink at family functions at her home. You had suggested swapping plates with my husband to see if my mother-in-law would react. However, as you noted, that would have required bringing my husband into my confidence. I did not feel it was wise to do that because he already didn't believe that his mother had treated me badly. But the next function was Easter. She provided a traditional prime rib dinner set up buffet style, and I could see no way that could be problematic. However, when we arrived at her home, the dinner table was set with place cards, and in front of each was a ramekin of horseradish sauce and a small pitcher of
au jus.
When nobody was looking, I switched the ramekin and pitcher between my husband's place and mine. After my husband and I returned home, he became racked with
diarrhea.
But I was not ill at all. In the morning, I told him that I had switched the horseradish and au jus, and he looked at me with such hatred in his eyes that I knew he had known all along what his mother was up to. His only words were to accuse me of poisoning him. I quickly packed a couple of bags and raced out of there. I have hired a divorce lawyer, and I won't be looking back. Thank you and your commenters for your advice and concern. Signed, Alive to Tell the Story.
Well, let's get some, what was the advice given to Alive? Right. So, I mean, was she advised to leave?
No. She was advised in the previous letter to switch plates with her husband.
Oh.
So that's what she did without her husband knowing. She couldn't let her husband in on it.
So the husband knows.
The husband was in on it.
In on it. Now, were they trying to poison her?
Yes.
Or just like...
Yeah.
Not to kill, though, right?
Maybe. Or just make her very uncomfortable.
So, when the betrayal occurs, betrayal this big, it rocks everybody.
Did it rock everybody?
It did. Prudence actually told her when she confers with her divorce attorneys, do ask about the possibility of criminal charges. So, there you go.
So, now, there are criminal charges.
They could be.
There has to be.
No, she could consider it. But isn't that insane?
I mean,
isn't it crazy that the mother-in-law deliberately poisoned her every time? Even if it was just to give her an upset stomach.
I think that's what she was doing.
Just hated her so much, would tell her to her face how much she couldn't stand her.
And the other betrayal is her own husband was in on it. She left him.
She did.
Right.
Rightly so. But the fact that that was the last part of that Dear Prudence column, I'm like, come on.
That's the best.
It should be the headline in Slate.com.
It's going to be a future Dateline. You kidding me?
What was the bizarre reason?
Has your mother-in-law tried to kill you yet?
Beth? She might. If I stay one more month, she might be like, all right, Bob,
I mean,
it's been
she has
fun.
Grounds.
Get a house, will you, Bob? So, yeah. Notice I don't eat home often.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Bev, are you serving me something I didn't know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, good advice, Prudence, leave.
Yeah, good advice. I like the advice you gave. It's like, switch it with your husband.
Just don't let him know. That was perfect.
Yeah.
You know, like we mentioned the other day, on the poison, usually the real bad stuff is they press the antifreeze.
Yeah, the fact that you know this is quite concerning.
I watch a lot of Dateline. Not a lot going on in my life.
The ROR Morning Show.
Bob Brons, LBF, and Bryce.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Okay. If you're looking for, is this an internship or a new job? What is this?
It's an internship, but here's the deal. You'll make $1,000. It's only for one day. You only have to work one day.
Okay.
And it's the best job ever because it's a bacon intern.
I like it.
So applicants can, you know, explain why they want to be a bacon intern, and they would work one single 8-hour day, and they test bacon.
That's it, all day.
Yeah.
You probably get, like, little pieces of bacon.
Probably, but all day.
You do a whole strip. Yeah, all day.
No, you wouldn't have to, like, you know.
Eat the whole thing. You would taste it and say it's salty.
Yes.
Maple-y.
It's Farmer Boys if you want to apply, and the entries are being accepted through August 20th, but it makes me think. Like, I like bacon as much as the next
person.
I like
thick bacon. That'd be awesome.
I like maple bacon.
Yeah, maple bacon.
Yeah.
Nice.
But,
yeah.
Like a food that you would eat all day. Now, and because you have to be careful as a tester.
Yeah.
Because my favorite food is a meatball sub, but like I couldn't eat that all day. What would end up happening is that I would feel sick, and then I'd never want to eat a meatball sub again. So you have to choose wisely.
Right.
And what would you choose to eat all day for one day?
I could be, I thought about this. I think I could be a chicken salad tester because I love chicken salad.
That's
and there's
good.
Enough variations.
Yeah, so, there are.
Right?
Yeah, you've got
celery,
apples. Well, yeah, you've got cranberry walnut, cranberry pecan.
I could do that.
You could do curry chicken salad with grapes. That's a really good one.
Yeah.
Mediterranean.
I could try that. Yeah. Or on Tuesdays, I could be the Tuesday tuna tester just for one day.
Okay, so what do you like in your tuna?
I don't like a lot. So celery salt, onions, and celery.
That's it? You don't like pickles and onions?
Oh, yeah. I like it in there, too. That's good. See,
okay. How about relish?
I've done that on occasion.
Yeah.
I just don't like wet tuna, but we'll leave it at that. You know
what
I mean?
Like when you had that squishy sandwich.
It was horrible. But I could
too much mayo.
Yeah, but just on Tuesdays, I'd be the Tuesday tuna tester.
Okay, good.
Just something
good
to think
idea.
About. How
good
about you?
And I've thought about this quite a bit. I would be a chip tester because it's something you could snack on for hours.
Mm-hmm.
And I love all the flavors. Like, you know how Lay's always comes up with some funky flavors? Like, they have this Flamin' Hot Dill Pickle.
Flamin' Hot Dill Pickle.
They have this beer and cheese classic. Mm. That could be fun. Lime and sea salt. I love barbecue. I love sour cream and onion. I love... you know, even the jalapeno one. I love
you like
sea
dill
salt.
Chips.
I like
dill's
dill
good.
Chips. Yep.
I like those. Yeah,
I like What's the like salt and vinegar? Oh my god, I love those.
Put that in your tuna sandwich.
Yes, and then you squish it with the bread down.
Oh
and you
my
crunch.
God!
Oh, it's
that
so
is
good.
It.
Starving. I'm starving.
I think my wife. She came up with a chip. I think she
like
actually
the perfect chip.
It was
flavor.
I've just texted her to find out what it was because she entered the Lay's contest.
Oh, she did.
Yeah, yeah.
What did she come up with?
Oh, you know what it was? Yes, it was Hush Puppy. You ever hear of the Hush Puppy?
No.
It's like a fried cornbread chip.
Oh.
So she wanted Hush Puppy chips.
That's a good idea.
Because you could dip it.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
What was the one food, like your kryptonite, that you couldn't eat, that you would gag constantly if you had to eat all day?
Hands down, turnip.
Turnip is gross.
Could not be a turnip tester.
I don't understand.
Not even
turnip.
On Tuesdays.
I don't know. Yeah, my mother loves turnip.
Nobody likes turnip.
She does. It's weird. She serves it every Thanksgiving and it smells.
That's the only time I ever see it, and I avoid it like the plague.
Yeah.
Turnip is the worst.
All right, good
Your
to
mom
know.
Likes turnip?
What she do you does. Mean? My food would be squash, again.
Really?
I don't like squash.
I like squash.
Okay.
I love it, so that's good. Well, you know what? We agree on turnip.
We do.
And we agree there's something wrong with your mother's tasting.
Yeah, I know.
Beverly.
I know.
Bev, please explain your love for turnip. Nobody likes turnip.
It's like a taste like no other.
If there was turnip was popular, it'd be in a restaurant.
That's right.
It's never on the menu, Bev.
The ROR Morning Show.
Bob Brotz, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
We were just talking about the ultimate job somebody can get, and that's being a bacon tester.
Yeah.
All right, that's available. If you want it, call us. We'll tell you how to get the job. Then we thought, what would be great for testing?
Chips.
You said chips.
Yes.
I said chicken salad, but I'm a little jealous because I think the chip thing you could do a lot more of.
Yeah, because there's lots of flavors.
That's it. ROR, hello.
Ketchup flavored chips.
Ooh. Oh, you know, that's a great idea because I dip my chips in ketchup so that they have like a sort of French fry appeal.
That's weird. I've never heard of that.
You've never done that?
Wow. I don't know if it's genius
or sick. That's like vinegar on French fries.
Yes, my father used to have vinegar on French fries, which I thought was gross when I was a kid, but then you grow up.
So. Do you like turnip?
Actually, turnip and parsnips, yes.
My mother likes parsnips, too.
Nope.
So gross.
Oh,
you got to have yams and brown sugar, too.
I like yams
and
brown sugar.
Anything, you can brown sugar up anything. Maybe even a parsnip or a turnip.
Yeah, but ketchup on the chips, LBF. I can't figure out if you're a genius or sick. I don't know. Which one you are?
I'm genius.
It's okay. Good.
Thank you. I'll answer that for you. Thanks.
Thanks, Jan.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
That's Jan calling in. So, yeah.
You know what? Live outside the box because let me tell you, when you dip your Cape Cod chips into ketchup.
Never thought of that.
You know what else
it's
I
potato,
do?
It
Bob,
makes sense.
You have just really hit the jackpot
with
me because I'm going to teach you how to eat so good. Chips dipped in Frank's hot sauce mixed in with blue cheese dressing.
No, I could do that. That sounds good.
Right? That's the best.
I like it. See, we might get along here. This could
We're going to be clinically obese by the end of this year. It's going to be great.
It was the meatball sub that you want to wash it down with is what scares me.
The ROR Morning Show.
Bob Brotz, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.